Good afternoon. This is Tammy Graham with KSUT, and I am happy to have with me via Zoom today Elizabeth Marsh, who is the Executive Director of SCAPE, the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs. Thanks for joining me today, Elizabeth.
Thanks so much for having me. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, SCAPE, as the program is known, has been doing some amazing things over the last few years, and I thought it would be of interest to our listeners. There's a few timely things you have going on, but just to kind of give an overview of what it is that SCAPE does, and then we can dive into some of the details of what's happening presently.
Fantastic. So SCAPE is a seven-year-old program that works to create more businesses in Southwest Colorado that will provide high-paying jobs to their employees. And so how we do this is we work with local businesses for about 6 months, connecting them with mentors, technical assistants, industry experts, and the access to the capital that they need to get started. We think that if we take the best of our business community to help the next generation get started, we can create very strong businesses that will provide quality and well-diversified jobs for our community members.
Well, and there's a real a track record that's pretty exciting, and I know I'm going to ask you to share some of the more recent success stories of your really great support of startups in our region. But I want to have you share kind of a real timely thing going on. You are currently are accepting applications for new ventures.
Yes. So on our website, goscape.org, we are taking applications for businesses that we're going to work with in 2021. And so the application deadline is January 15th, but I encourage people to go to our website and kind of learn about what type of companies we work with, how we support them, and to see if it's a good fit. You know, it's always an exciting time for us to learn about all the different ideas and all the different stages of businesses out there and how we can help them.
Great. And how many different ventures will be accepted into the program this year?
So over the last 7 years, SCAPE has worked with 36 local businesses. And so we'll be looking for another half dozen or so to work with in 2021. You know, we don't have any hard numbers. We just like to see, you know, what businesses could really have an impact in our community and what mentors and investors we have locally that can help support them.
So historically, and I know we're going to talk about this past year, but historically, what are some of the biggest successes that you'd like to tout in terms of businesses that you've helped incubate and support?
Yes. So, you know, our area has a very strong mix of software as a service companies and also unique product and technology companies. And so SCAPE, we've been very excited about our work with GitPrime and also our work with MuniRevs and Victim Service Tracking. These are all examples of local software as a service companies that have a nationwide customer base that they sell their service to, and they provide high-paying jobs to community members in our area. We've also had an exciting group of product companies that we've worked with, such as Esoterra Cider, which just opened in Dolores, and Impact Fenders, which is a boat fender manufacturer here in Durango.
And I know we're both of those. I know Esoterra for sure were part of the program last year, was it?
Yes. And so we work with businesses and then continue to work with them as they grow. We find that as they raise, you know, additional investment rounds and as they expand and do more hiring, our mentors and advisors are able to help them for several years, not just during the program.
Fantastic. And so for folks out there that might be interested, the website again is www.goscape.org. Fantastic. And when is that application deadline closing?
So applications are open now. We will close the application on January 15th. Then it'll take us about a month or so to do some due diligence and some interviews and see which businesses are a good fit. And then the program will start next March and run probably till September of 2021.
Fantastic. I know another thing you wanted to speak to, Elizabeth, is some of the COVID pivots. Of course, that's the word of 2020, or one of them anyway, is pivot. Every yeah. business has had to, not to mention individuals, et cetera. But speak a little bit about some of the pivots that you've seen in the business community.
You know, it's this year has been a challenge, but that also provides lots of opportunity for local businesses. For the SCAPE program, we had to do a lot of our mentoring and advising virtually through Zoom, like everybody else. Pros and cons to that, but we were still able to connect a lot of people, and they were able to attend all of the sessions because it was more convenient since it was virtual. The core program of SCAPE is around creating businesses that have a nationwide customer base so that the employees and the business are more insulated from seasonal fluctuations, a good snow year, bad snow year, fire, or flood. And so at the core, SCAPE is looking to create businesses which will be strong employers in Southwest Colorado. We were very happy that the majority of the businesses that we worked with were able to weather the COVID pandemic quite strongly because of the nature of their customer base and not being dependent on tourism or service industry. You know, one example is Impact Fenders. They are, you know, a boat fender manufacturer, and the majority of their year was going to be, you know, with boat shows and trade shows, which were obviously canceled because of the pandemic. And so they quickly pivoted to online sales and actually had a record year of reaching directly to their customer. So we're kind of excited about all these different opportunities that local businesses have been able to deploy to keep themselves successful and strong employers and good businesses.
Oh, that's great. Adaptability, the name of the game this year, for sure.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of time we have left. The regional investment scene, speak a little bit about that and how folks might get involved if they're interested.
Yes. So part of what we do at SCAPE is we try to make sure that the businesses that we work with, you know, are well thought out and well positioned for success. And a lot of what a young or growing business needs is access to capital. They need some type of money to help them get started to launch. And so we work with the businesses to help them figure out if that's a small business loan or if they need angel investment. And so at SCAPE, we have several investment funds that we invest in local businesses, supported by about 50 local angel investors. And we also have connections with some of the regional investment funds around the state. And so I think people would be pleasantly surprised how much investment activity is in Southwest Colorado to help local businesses. And there's lots of different ways to be involved if people want to present their idea in front of investors, or if investors are trying to learn about deal flow, we can help make those connections.
Well, it's really wonderful, all the different opportunities that you all at SCAPE are providing to our area businesses, serving in many places, national audiences. For information on everything we've been speaking about, folks, you can go to www.goscape.org. Again, I've been speaking with Elizabeth Marsh. She's the executive director of SCAPE, which is the Southwest Colorado Accelerator Program for Entrepreneurs. Thanks so much, Elizabeth, for joining us today and for all your hard work.
Oh, thank you. We really appreciate it. And I just encourage people, if you have an idea or you have a business that you're looking for some help with, you know, look at our website and maybe apply.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and have a great day.
Thank you.